Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer helpline. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a potential claimant on the phone. Her name is Carnitra Lott, Carnitra.
Carnita, and then the last name is L. Can you repeat the last name, please?
OTT.
Okay,
Yes,
got
ma'am.
it.
LOTT. Would you like her phone number?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 601-596. 6127.
6 1. Okay, so 601-596-6127. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Perfect.
ma'am.
Thank you so much. I'll take it from
Hi,
here.
Miss Lott. Okay, Miss Lott, you're in good hands. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Hi, Miss Lott.
Hi.
How are you doing today? My name is Denise on a recorded line.
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And the spelling of your first name, if you don't mind going over that with me again.
Carnitra.
Carn, hold on, let's see. Carnitra.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I'm just inputting this information really quickly into the system so we have it. Thank you for that information. Okay, and then we'll go over some questions together here. So first and foremost, Ms. Law, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, we're always double checking, making sure. Thank you. Have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I have.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ms. Law. Are you feeling better now?
I am. Thank
Oh, I'm
God.
glad to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. Okay. Let me write that in here. And Miss Law, was there a subtype that you know of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself? Okay. And can I get the date that you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Was in August.
Okay.
So 2023. Around August. It was in the middle of August 2023.
Okay. So is it safe to like put down August 20th of 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. August 20th of 2023. And what age were you when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was 32. I just turned 32.
Okay. You just, okay, got it. And can I get the diagnosing doctor's name?
Jennifer Bailey.
Jennifer Bailey. State, please.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay. Let me look her up really quickly. Let's see here. I did find a Jennifer C. Bailey, MD. Gynecologist, is that correct?
Yes.
421 South 28th Avenue, Suite 200. Okay. I'm just going to input her information. It would just take me a few seconds here. Let's see. Jennifer Bailey, MD. Address is... Four, two, one, cell 28, 200. Is that Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number 601-268-5640. Okay. Thank you for that information, Miss Law. And let's see here. If you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, is that correct? I just need to confirm.
No, I was not.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
More than six times a year.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And let's see. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
07/22/1991.
Did you say 07? 02/19.
1991.
July 22nd, 1991.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I wasn't diagnosed with any of those. Either of those, rather.
Okay. And do you have any friends, family or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Yes.
Would you want to maybe give me information of somebody that was affected negatively and that we can assist as well, Miss Lott?
If I get a name, I ask them, and can I call you guys back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Okay. And let's see here. What state did you use the hair relaxer?
Which day?
What state?
Oh, Mississippi.
Okay. And I know some of these questions sound redundant, but I have to ask them. When did you start using hair relaxer, Miss Lott?
I started when I was 5.
I'm sorry?
5 years old.
When you were 5 years old? Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Very young age.
Yeah.
So when you were about, yeah, that was all, wow, very young. So when you were about 5, do you know what, like, year that would be?
96.
Okay. Let's see. And I know you probably don't remember, like, the actual date, but we can come up with a date as long as it's around 1996. Do you think it was, like, around the fall, spring, summer?
It was the summer.
Okay. So,
I can remember that, but I don't know the exact month.
No problem.
But I know that.
We can just do like a guesstimate. Would it be like July 10th of 1996 or June? Okay. We'll put June 10th, 1996.
Okay.
Okay. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer, Miss Lott?
I stopped using it last year, probably around July.
Okay. So 7, should we put 7/10 of 2023?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. And how often did you use the products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What did you say?
Oh, how often did you use the products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
Oh, it was probably monthly. Like, I would say anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, every 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? Because I know you started when you were 5 until 2023.
So I didn't stop until last year.
Okay. So consecutively, you were using them for that long?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me do the math here.
That's about, what, 25, 27 years?
Yeah, like 27 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. 27. Okay.
You know, back then, mm-hmm. when you had thick hair, a lot of women weren't doing the natural thing that they're doing now.
Mm.
So if you had thick hair, they put the relax on, you know, black people's hair to make it straight,
mm-hmm.
easier
mm-hmm.
to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, started there young with us.
Oh, my gosh. That is mm-hmm. a long time for sure.
Yeah.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Salon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Which brand name products did you use, Miss Lott?
The Oars, olive oil, Oars. Olive oil, I think that's how you say.
Oh, yes, I do see that on here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that the only product you use, or did you use any other products?
As of lately, that's the one I've used. I can't remember what I used when I was younger.
Okay. I can name a few. Dark and Lovely Emotions, Organic Roots Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, Mizani.
I remember Mizani. I've used that before, and I've used
Mizani you used before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what other one?
Affirm.
Affirm as well. Okay. Okay, I'll write that in the notes here. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 full year?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive as far as, like, your medical doctor?
Chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, use pain meds.
Partial hysterectomy, pain meds.
And immunotherapy.
Okay. Aminotherapy. And Miss Law, can I get your treatment date as well?
As at the end of August.
End of August of 2023, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. Should we put like August 25th or?
Yeah. Somewhere or beginning of September or somewhere in there.
I mean, we can put either end of August or beginning of September. What would you like me to?
Beginning of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
September 1 of 2023?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. And I know you mentioned your doctor who diagnosed you. Is she mm-hmm. the same doctor who treated you, or did you go elsewhere for treatment?
I went somewhere else for treatment.
Okay. Can I get that doctor's name, please?
Kristen Haywood.
Kristen Haywood. Is that in the same, is it Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
It's Jackson.
Jackson. Okay. Okay, let me look this up really quickly. Let's see here. I did find a Kristen Walters Haygood, MD.
Yeah.
Oncologist. Okay.
I said Haywood, I'm sorry. Hey,
it's
girl, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Good thing we have Google. We can definitely look up information. Jackson, Mississippi. Okay. I'm just copying and pasting this information. Okay. Phone number is 601-200-4970. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the address is 971 Lakeland Drive, Suite 750, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then let's see. Okay. And for the recording, can you please confirm your gender, Ms. Lott?
Female.
Okay. Your marital status, please?
I am single.
Single. Okay. And can I get the correct spelling of your first name, which I have already? Let me just repeat it so I could enter it in here. C as in cat, A as in apple, R, N as in Nancy, I, T as in Tom, R, A as in apple?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Middle initial, please. C as in cat.
D as in dog.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And your last name, L-O-T-T, as in Tom, at the end, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we will need your social security in order for the law firm to pull medical records, Ms. Lott.
Okay. What's the wait?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
428-715-921.
Okay. 428-715-921. Is that correct?
Mm. Nobody's going to tell my address, right?
I'm sorry, your phone sounds a little muffled. Can you?
My thing was a microphone. I said nobody's gonna steal my identity, right?
Oh my gosh, no, no, and that's why we have these lines recorded, because everything is protected and safe. All we need the Social Security for is in order to confirm your identity, number one, and also to pull your medical records. So, yeah, absolutely. The law firms, you know, we work with are reputable, legitimate law firms. And if anybody does anything funny with a Social Security that they're not supposed to, they can lose their law license. So just have that peace of mind, Ms. Lott. And we are going to be needing an email, please.
Carnegielott@yahoo.com.
Okay. First name, last name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Got it. And then I have a primary phone number on here, but it looks like the number that came through is the transfer, the person who transferred you. So let me change that really quickly. The primary number is 601-596-6127. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a mobile?
It is.
And are we able to text you? Is that okay? Do we have your permission? Okay. And what is the best contact preference? Would it be phone call, text, or email?
Probably email.
Okay. And best time of the day to contact you, Ms. Lott?
Well, I work during the day. So probably in the evening after 4, maybe.
Okay. I did put evening on there. And can I get your full address, please?
To me, baby. My home address?
Yes, please.
4124 West 4th Street.
4124 West
4th Street.
Okay.
Apartment 607.
Apartment 607. Okay.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay. I'm just going to look that up really quickly. And it's apartment 607, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did find it on here. 4124 West 4th Street, apartment 607, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Okay. 39401.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I will. I don't have them with me, per se. They're okay. Put up. I haven't let my mom's out.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. You don't have them with you, but you can obtain them?
Yeah.
Okay. So should I put yes? You will be providing them? Okay. And then when you do provide them, would they be electronically mail or both?
So you all couldn't contact the hospital and get them?
So I'm sure the law firms can pull medical records. However, we always ask if you have them as well. You said you're able to provide them. I can put on here that you're able to provide them. And if they ask for them, would they be mailed or sent through via email?
They would be mailed.
Okay. And then Ms. Lott, we always request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
It's going to be apart from me.
Okay. Can I get that name, please?
Regina Burton.
Can you please spell the first name?
R-E-G-E-N-A.
Okay. And then last name?
601. Oh, you said low. I thought you said phone number. It's Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Regina Burton. And then relationship?
Friend.
Okay. And phone number, please?
601-408-0154.
Okay, 601-408-0154. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like we're pretty much done. Thank you so much for everything. I'm going to review it once more with you before we create that DocuSign in order to make sure that there's no typos, okay? I'll go through it pretty quickly. If anything sounds wrong, please let me know. So let's see here. First name C A R N I T R A, last name L O T T, main phone number 601-596-6127. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. There is no attorney representing you. You have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed 8/20 of 2023 at the age of 32, diagnosing Dr. Jennifer C. Bailey. Let's see. And on average, you were using the hair relaxer 6 or more times a year prior to your diagnosis. You're a resident and a citizen of the United States. Date of birth is 7/22/1991.
Yes.
And then you started June 10th of 1996. You stopped using hair relaxer July 10th of 2023. You were getting treatments at the salon, and then you were using Ors olive oil, and then two other brands you did mention, Mazzani and Affirm.
Yes.
Let me just put that in the notes here. Mazzani and Affirm. Okay. And then let's see, what type of treatment did you receive? You mentioned chemo, hysterectomy, partial hysterectomy, pain meds, immunotherapy. Treatment date, September 1st of 2023. Treatment, Dr. Kristen Walters. Hey, good. And single, female, and then I have a social of 428715921.
Yes.
Email address, carnitralott@yahoo.com. carnitralott@yahoo.com. Correct. Okay. Perfect. So address 4124 West 4th Street, Hattiesburg, Lamar County, Mississippi, 39401. Perfect. Does everything sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. Let me submit this really quickly. Give me one second, okay? I'll be right back with you, Miss Lott.
Okay.
Hi, Ms. Lott. So
yes.
You should be receiving that DocuSign in your email. Please let me know if you have any questions. And I can assist you with signing.
Okay.
And then once you sign, that will give the law firm permission to contact you. And they will be in contact with you within a week. I will be sending you their information as well, so you have it in case you don't hear from them. You can call them directly, and you will also have my number, so you can call me as well in case you have any questions, okay?
What do I sign? Did you get it?
Okay, so it's signed. Let me look on my end here. Okay. Perfect. I did receive it. Let me just review it really quickly. Okay, signature. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Initial signature. Awesome. You did a great job. So we're all good now on my end. As soon as we get off the phone, I will compose a text message. I'll send you my direct number and also the law firm's number as well. Okay, Ms. Lott? Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Ms. Lott, and I wish you the best.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.